So today I would like to talk a bit about solo travel. My first solo trip, I went to a different continent and I absolutely loved it. And my first solo trip was actually Washington, D.C. I had been there with my mom just once, and I had family in Virginia, so I knew some people there. And then a few months later, I decided to go there all by myself. And that was a completely new experience. I remember I walked into the arrivals hall and I started scanning the crowd, and I remember faces were staring at me and others were smiling. And there were just so many people looking for someone, but definitely not looking for me. And there it was. Out of nowhere, a slight sickening feeling started creeping up on me while I was having a mild panic attack. And a part of me wanted to turn around, start running, and head back to the plane as soon as possible. But another part of me, the more logical part, started realizing that there was in fact no flight back that day. So finally, after having some crazy thoughts, I was happy to feel a sense of relief. You know, I knew this place, I knew the airport, and I knew the city. I've been here before. That was the only thing going on in my mind. I've been here before. And that made me feel confident. You know, I keep telling people they should start with something nearby. So when they decide to go on a solo trip, just start with something that's not too far. Just go to a different city, like a new city you've never been to, but in your own country. Or just go to another country, but something, well, somewhere close to where you live. Like, for example, I live in Belgium, so I could take a short trip to France or Germany. But, well, what can I say? I'm a little too adventurous, and my first solo trip was to a complete different continent. And I know you're thinking that I'm crazy. Well, no, I'm not. I would probably just do it again in a heartbeat. That's all I can say about it. And you might think that it wasn't safe, but you know what made me feel safe? The fact that I at least knew some people in this country, and I spoke the language fluently. So no matter what happened, I would never be completely alone, if that makes sense. But yeah, probably, let's say, roughly 5 years ago, I would have never considered myself a solo traveler. The concept of traveling alone sounds crazy, complicated, and even dangerous. But yeah, the thing is, maybe I like to be a little crazy, and life is only as complicated as you make it. And when it comes to being dangerous, I learn to trust my gut. I learn to plan ahead, and I simply try not to put myself in danger. You can get robbed in your own street or in your own city. You can get robbed anywhere. Crazy people are everywhere. It has nothing to do with this specific country. There's danger everywhere, so you just have to try to find a way to be safe, if that sounds. I don't know how that sounds. Does that make any sense? You know, you can always keep yourself busy with your camera, strolling through the city, taking pictures, and just doing touristy stuff. You don't have to hang out with strangers, of course. Actually, I spend most of my day strolling through the city. I also build a relationship with the staff at the hotel, and I talk to other people staying at the hotel, and even found myself a Dutch-speaking couple to have breakfast with. So I was never completely alone. I went to eat in restaurants, making sure I could sit at the bar and talk to the chef. I didn't go to any bars at night. I did go for an evening stroll, but I went back to the hotel as soon as it was starting to get dark. I would never be outside in the dark when I'm traveling alone. That's just, well, that's just looking for danger, I guess. But during this trip and many others, there's a few lessons I've learned. I can say my confidence has grown. I became more aware of my surroundings, And I never thought that I would enjoy talking to strangers, but I did. So solo travel is a great experience, and you can, you know, it's just, I don't know how to say it. You just, it's such a great lesson, and there are so many things that I didn't know about myself or how I would handle a specific situation until I started traveling solo. And I'm just saying, sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith. You have to try something new and just go with the flow. And you'll never know how perfect something could be unless you try it. So you should definitely try it. It's such a great experience. I know I was just like rambling and I don't know. Sometimes I didn't really know how to explain it, but I hope it makes sense. It's something that sounds scary in the beginning, and so many people, like many of my friends, they're always saying that I'm crazy and that they would never do it. They would never travel solo. It's just dangerous. Well, it's only as dangerous as you decide to make it. I mean, just try to be safe and let people know where you are. Like, I talked to the staff at the hotel. I told them where I was going that day, so they knew. And I didn't talk to strangers. I didn't go out at night. I was just watching TV in my room. And nothing really bad happened during that trip. Of course, like I said, there are creeps everywhere, and there's no way to avoid them. But yeah, it's all about your own mindset and how you decide to deal with things, and you just need to have some courage and just try it. That's all I can say.